He was assigned to rebuild the CIA after huge intelligence lapses over the September 11th attacks. But on Friday, after less than 2 years on the job, Porter Goss abruptly quit as head of the spy agency.
Porter's tenure at the CIA was one of transition, where he's helped this agency become integrated into the intelligence community. And that was a tough job. He's led ably.
The CIA has come in for harsh criticism in recent years, most notably for its questionable pre-war intelligence on Iraq. The spy agency has also lost considerable clout in the intelligence community. No replacement for Goss was immediately named. John Decker, Reuters. A day after the United States, Britain, and France introduced a tough UN Security Council resolution demanding that Iran suspend its secret nuclear weapons program, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan urged the Bush administration to hold direct talks with Tehran, saying this step could lead to an acceptable resolution of the crisis. But unilateral talks between the U.S. and Iran appear very unlikely, as the White House has consistently maintained that a coalition must speak with one voice in applying pressure on the Iranian government. Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
So I'm a little skeptical that Kofi Annan really has any great insight here into what might break the impasse and make the chances of a resolution of this better. On the other hand, you could say, why not go ahead and talk, as long as it's done in a limited way and there's no pageantry associated with it, and we're very clear and very blunt with the Iranians.
But with the U.S. focused on a U.N. solution, action there also appears unlikely, as Russia and China adamantly oppose strong sanctions against Iran. Niall Gardner is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation.
I think we are going to see a major confrontation at the Security Council between, on the one hand, Russia and China, on the other, the United States, Great Britain and France. And it's interesting to see quite a large international coalition in Europe developing alongside the United States over the Iranian issue.
But with Iran, one of the world's largest exporters of crude oil, pressure may only go so far. The West is very mindful that oil prices have hit record levels since the nuclear standoff with Iran has heated up. For Reuters, I'm John Decker.
10 people have now been arrested on suspicion of helping Ratko Mladic escape capture. Despite the latest string of police raids on apartments in Belgrade and his family home, he remains on the run. The former Bosnian Serb army commander is wanted by the UN War Crimes Tribunal over the 1995 Srebrenica massacre of 8,000 Muslim men and boys. The capture of Mladic is a precondition of Serbia's entry into the European Union. The failure to hand him over on Wednesday led the EU to suspend negotiations.
Darfur's biggest rebel faction has agreed to sign a peace deal with the Sudanese government despite reservations. Three rebel groups met with the African Union and international mediators in the Nigerian capital of Abuja to reach a peace agreement. The meeting comes after 2 years of stop-start negotiations to end 3 years of bitter conflict in Sudan's west. An estimated 2,000 people have been killed, and some 2 million people are living in squalid refugee camps in Darfur, forced from their homes by government-backed militias. Senior UN official Louise Arbour visited a camp earlier this week where 14,000 aid workers are trying to deliver food to displaced people. But with only one rebel faction reaching agreement with the government, these people may need to wait longer before they can think about returning to their homes. Michelle Kalal Al-Khoury, Reuters.
Spanish government officials say they are making progress in talks with Bolivia over the South American country's decision to nationalize its natural gas fields, both sides hoping to come to a working agreement. Spain's Foreign Minister Bernardino León saying, "I can tell you that today dialogue has begun. Negotiations which affect both governments and negotiations that affect businesses, and regarding Spain specifically and Repsol." Spanish oil and gas giant Repsol saying it will cooperate with Bolivia's decision, but stopped short of saying it would waive its rights in the country. Earlier this week, Bolivia's president, Evo Morales, ordered foreign-owned firms to turn over natural gas fields to the state or face expulsion. Ruben Ramirez, Reuters.
There are some places in the world where women who want to breastfeed their babies just don't feel comfortable, but this isn't one of those places. More than 3,700 mothers gathered in Manila to break the Guinness World Record for the most number of women simultaneously breastfeeding. Organised by the Philippine Health Department, the event was also used to promote mother's milk over formula. The World Health Organization estimates up to 16,000 children die every year in the Philippines because of formula feeding.
Children that are breastfed perform better, they live longer, they have healthier childhoods, they don't suffer from allergies, and they have, above all, the capacity to love.
Many Filipino mothers, especially from poorer communities, spend large amounts of money on formula milk as they falsely believe it's better for their babies. The results of the record attempt will be officially announced in a few months, but it looks certain to be a winner, as the current record-holding attempt only attracted 1,100 mothers. Renee Bunny, Reuters.